Well, in July of 64 AD, a fire ravaged the city of Rome for 6 days, destroyed 70% of that ancient city, and left half of its population homeless. According to a well-known expression, the Roman emperor at that time, the decadent and unpopular Nero, fiddled while Rome burned. The expression has a double meaning. Not only did he, they say, play music while people suffered, but he was an ineffectual leader at a time of crisis, and it's been pretty easy to cast blame on Nero, had many enemies and is remembered as one of history's most sadistic and cruelest leaders. But there are a couple of problems with the theory that he actually fiddled while Rome burned. For one thing, the fiddle didn't exist at that time. Music historians believe that that class of instruments to which the fiddle belonged wasn't developed until the 11th century. If he did play, it could have been a heavy wooden instrument called a cithara that simply had 4 to 7 strings, but there's no evidence that he actually did that during the Great Fire. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote that Nero was rumored to have sung about the destruction of Troy while he watched that city burn. However, he clearly, even with that, it's uncertain. There were no eyewitness accounts. Tacitus makes that clear. So we don't know where that came from. We really don't know whether Nero actually played any instrument while Rome burned. But the reason that started is because he was a pretty inattentive leader. Nero, as it turned out, blamed that fire of Rome upon Christians and started a massive persecution of Christians that took place. Many were arrested and executed. Nero is guilty of many things, but perhaps fiddling while Rome burned wasn't one of them. But the idea behind it, someone fiddling while a city burns down, really gives us the theme of a common problem in human history. January 28, 1986, this date, when I mentioned the event that occurred, many of you will remember exactly where you were and what you were doing when this happened. NASA was planning to launch a space shuttle Challenger from the Kennedy Space Center. Many of you remember that. I can remember right where I was watching that that morning. On that mission, a school teacher named Krista McAuliffe was on that. The launch had already been delayed a few times. The night before the new launch date, NASA held a conference call with engineers from Morton Thiokol, the contractor that had built Challenger's solid rocket motors. And Alan McDonald was one of the Thiokol engineers. You remember, those of you who remember that, that day was unusually cold in Florida, which concerned McDonald because he feared that his company's O-ring seals in the Challenger's big joints wouldn't operate properly at that temperature. Boosters had never been tested below 53 degrees, and McDonald recommended that the launch be postponed again. NASA officials overruled McDonald and requested that the responsible Morton Thiokol official sign off on the decision to launch. And McDonald refused to sign the request to launch. But his boss didn't refuse and went ahead and signed it. So the next morning, McDonald and millions of people around the globe watched as a mere 73 seconds into the flight, that shuttle burst into flames. And we didn't show it this morning, but many of you remember it looked like fireworks bursting apart in the sky. They're going in different directions. After the accident, a review showed the cause of the explosion to be exactly what McDonald had feared. The O-rings had failed because of the cold temperatures. Some people had foreseen that this would happen and thought it could happen, but most didn't. Why did NASA push on with that fateful mission? Alan McDonald claims that NASA fell prey to the oldest and most basic sin, the sin of pride. McDonald said NASA had become too successful. They had gotten by for a quarter of a century and had not lost a single person going into space. Some of you remember the last time that they had lost someone. I was back, I think, in the 60s on the launch pad where three astronauts were killed in a fire. But they had seen great success. They had rescued Apollo 13 halfway to the moon when part of the vehicle had blown up. Seemed like an impossible task. They did it, and the movie was made out of that with Tom Hanks. So how could this cold O-ring cause a problem when they had done so much successful over the past years? Well, all of the success tends to give us a sense of invincibility and arrogance. They hadn't stumbled yet, so they just pressed on, and it pressed on to great tragedy. Now, that is just an example where we have seen that happen throughout history, and perhaps we've seen it in our own personal lives at times, examples of people being lulled into a false sense of security while things are falling apart around them. They don't realize it, where they're setting themselves up for a fall